So yesterday we left off discussing tshuva. We spoke about that there are two components in tshuva. There's the azivas hachet and the kavala ala asid in one camp, and there's the charata and the vidui peh in the other camp. And we stress from the Satmar Rebbe and from the tzaddikim that the ikar nekuda in tshuva is that kavala ala asid. And we explain the reasons why. So we said that in Pshischa there's a certain Aimek, which is always Niskala in Pshischa, which is Niskala as well in the Inyan of Tshuva. Regarding this Inyan of the Kabbalah La'asid. So before we see Reb Tzadik, who is Marchev in the Inyan, let's take a look at the Shairish of that, which is the Ishbitzer in Me'ashidoach Parshas Emor. He's going on the Pasuk, which says, B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos. And the first time that the Torah mentions the word in the Pasuk, B'yom HaShabbos, it's a Kadma V'Azla. And the second time, it's a Munach Revi. So for all those of you who don't remember your Bar Mitzvah lessons, so it goes, B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos. So it's Kadma V'Azla, then a Munach Revi. So he darshans this, why it is that there's a Kadma V'Azla and then a Munach Revi. So we're just in the middle of the piece here. He says, V'ayidezen echtaf hatam al B'yom HaShabbos HaRishon, Kadma V'Azla. He says, Kadma V'Azla is lashon on the past. Hainu mashe kadam V'Azal, V'Hashem Yisparach Yazar Shiyah L'Tov. V'Bayom HaShabbos HaSheni K'siv Munach Revi'i, why Munach Revi'i? Hainu Shani, I'll call that, nevertheless, Tzarech Ha'adam Litzok Al Haba, U'Lahaniyach U'Liyashiv Daitu Ad Mokom Shekocha Magiyah Shliyat HaMiratzen Hashem Yisparach. A person needs to do everything in his power, not to veer from the Ratzon Hashem at all times. So then he explains, V'im ha'adam yikabal ala haba, shemachashiv kol dvarev, ad makam shiyodam agas, mibli lahatos miratzon Hashem yitzbarach. If a person is munach revi'i very strong, that is, he goes forward, he's committed to the Ratzon Hashem at all costs, so then he's marviach in the kadma va'azla. As Hashem yitzbarach yazrel ha'avar, shelo asa shum davar, rak b'ratzon Hashem yitzbarach. Then Hashem will help you in the past. Hashem makes a deal with us. If you go on from this point on doing my ratzon as best as you can, so Hashem Baruch Hu says, I give you a Sata Shmai that I'll take care of the past. You take care of the future, I'll take care of the past. What does it mean that Hashem says, I'll take care of the past? So the Lashon of the Ishbitzer is, as it's written here, Hashem Yisbarach gives him help, he's oizer. Al ha'avar shalei asa shum davi ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. That you have not done anything against the ratzon Hashem. So comes along Rav Tzadik to explain this very deep passage from the Meshiloach. And he writes in Tzidkas HaTzadik in Simin Kuf, Tshuva, Hainu Meshiv Oisei Davar L'Hashem Yisbarach. Tshuva means to return to Hashem Yisbarach. Ratzalaymar, Shemakir Shehakol Poyel Hashem Yisbarach. Returning to Hashem means recognizing that Hashem's oneness. And part of that is understanding that Hashem Yisbarach does everything. Afidu hamachshava terem noitza b'libo shel adam. Even our thoughts before they created HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's in charge. As Chazal say in Bereshis Rabba, Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach nasan lakoach az gam b'ha'aveira. With that being said, Hashem participates, that He's present with the Yid, even when the Jew does the aveira. So after a Jew does complete tshuva, he zeiche that his donos are nasan kischiyos. How? Ki gamze haye ratzon Hashem yisparach. Because this too was the ratzon Hashem. He's explaining something very deep. That being that a person is makir, that everything comes from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in davening, He's reborn kalamasim, He's the master of all actions. That Hashem really does everything. He's the Asa, Osef, Yasa, the Kolamasa. When a person comes to that recognition, and it's not just a sichlius thing, it comes from an oimek, that a person does tshuva gemura, like he says, that with that tshuva, by returning to Hashem, he has the clarity, he has the neshamakite to recognize this truth, that Hashem is poyel v'oisa everything. With that type of a recognition, it's nizgala l'mafreya that there were no avers. The mafreya it's nizgale that everything was ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. That even when I did aveira, Although at that time it was against the Ratzon Hashem, it's nisgala that too there was a component of Ratzon Hashem. And he quotes Rayas from other Chazals like that. We find this is the Mid of Eliyahu Hanavi. That Eliyahu, the Gemara says in Brachos, he was Hetiach Dvarim Klapei Mala, that he spoke blasphemy before Hashem Yisbarach. And he said by the Nevi Abal, Ata Haisiboses Libo Macharonis, you're the one who's responsible. You gave us a Yitzhahara. So here Eliyahu is accusing Hashem Yisbarach for the sake of the Nevi Abal, that they should have some type of eschus and to be Zeichel Tshuva. And in fact, he was successful. Then he brought down the Eish Ben Hashemayim and they all said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So it's a Mesiris Nefesh on the part of Eliyahu to do that. Not every person has a license to do that. But that Gilei that a person has, says the Rishiner, what's Gilei Eliyahu? It's that a Jew knows that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere and in everything, the less Asar Panamine. That there's nothing where a Kodesh Baruch Hu is void of that. Hashem is everywhere. And with that being said, he's in our thoughts, he's in our actions. So when a Jew does an Aveira, there's a presence of Hashem Yisbarach there. It's just that it's a hidden and concealed. It's only when a Jew does Tshuva Gemura, like Rav Tzadik says, or as the Meshiloach puts it, that when a Jew commits from this point on, Munach Revi, that I'm going to be attached to the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm not going to be yatif from the Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to keep all the mitzvot HaTorah like I'm supposed to. When a person makes that type of a commitment, then l'mafreya it's nesgala to him, then he has this hakara of Hashem Yisbarach in the present moment, that Hashem is everywhere and everything, to les asar panimine. In which case, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzvah time of the Aveira. If you could be Megala, the Ratzon Hashem at the Shas Aveira, that's no longer an Aveira anymore. Because whatever Hashem wants becomes a mitzvah. That's what mitzvah means. Hashem is mitzavit. So when you can find the presence of Hashem in the Aveiras, which is neskala to a person, that's what it means, the secret that Hashem Yisbarach is mehapech Aveiros liyos chuyos. There's other ways in how the Tzaddikim understand Aveiros liyos chudos. Perhaps this borders along that which even the Chidon, not just the Chassidish Tzaddikim, but others say that this is the secret of Bailam Imo, that there's Halach and Torah, Bailam Imo, that if the Bailam are with the Shomer, at the time that the Shomer is perhaps even Poshe, according to one day in the Gemara, so then the Shomer is Pater. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Bailam Imo. These are very deep sugyas in Pnimius and Avodas Hashem, what that means, Bailam Imo, Alpi Pnimius, Bailam Imo, but be it as it may, it sounds like it rubs on this Reb Tzaddik here, on this Mei Shiloach, but not necessarily for Inkom Akum L'Harach Bazen. So we see a certain sod in tshuva, which is niskala. When a person is committed on the lahaba, then even his past is nis'ala through that commitment of lahaba. We see that actually in our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkis, as we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we see how this inyan is niskala in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because really, if you had to break up Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur into these two components of Azivas Achet Kabbalah al-Haba, versus Charata and Vidui, I think it becomes very obvious that Yom Kippur is a day of Charata and Vidui. We say Ashamnu, Boganu, Gazanu, the whole day is a day of Vidui Peh. Right? That's what the Rambam says, that it's a Chiv to do Tshuva in Yom Kippurim, it's a day of Vidui for Chol Yisrael. And there's a Charata in that. A person is Mischar Lifnei Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, there's no Charata. The Zohar says it's Aser to do Vidui, it's Aser to be Mischamet on Rosh Hashanah. So what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a day of Aziva Sachet and Kabbalah La'asir. That's what it means. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That's what Malchus means. Makabal Malchus Shemayim, and that means that whatever I've been doing wrong till now, I'm stopping. And I'm, from this point on, I'm Kabbalah La'asid, that it's going to be a good year. So Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah La'asid and Azivah Sachet. Yom Kippur is what? Charata and Vidui. So you see already the two parts. Now what comes first? Shana comes first. That's what we're being miyasid here. That the whole Shorish of Tshuva, and these are days which are called Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I mean, you're going to have the entire gamut of Tshuva here. All the different properties and components of Tshuva are going to be present Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Aviva Sachet and Kabbalah Asid, because that's the Ikar Tshuva. That's Rosh Hashanah. And like the Satmar Rebbe says, we don't do Charata and Vidui Peh as we do Aviva Sachet and Kabbalah Asid, because a person can fall into Atzvis, and he doesn't even know what to be Mescharatan unless he's already walking on the Derech of Hashem Yisbarach. If he's doing Torah Mitzvahs already, a person has to pull himself out by chipazon, like we spoke about. That's only after a person has that meaningful Rosh Hashanah that he's not toivel v'sheretz biyado anymore, that lets go of all the shratzim, and he's mekabal lil asid to do good. Already 10 days later, he could be mescharet with Yom HaKippurim, and can be misvade, because already he's had 10 days of tshuva, he's already enlightened, he's already left that pit. And from that place is born the gevaldik simcha. Now what's the gevaldik simcha? The simcha is that on Yom Kippur it's nesgal of the achdus Hashem. Chazal referred to Yom Kippur as the Yom Echad Bashana, the day that Hashem's oneness is revealed. And Hashem's oneness is this secret, that on Yom Kippur, Hashem is revealing secrets to the Jewish people. That even the Averis which you did, there was a Ratzon Hashem which was present there. That's why the Navi refers to Yom Kippur is called Yom HaRatzon. It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala La'Omek HaRatzon. That even when a Jew is doing Averis, Hashem's presence is there. And isn't that an unbelievable thing? Isn't that Gevaldik Simcha? That's why the Mishnah end of Tanya says Yom Kippur is one of the greatest days of Simcha in the entire year. Yom Kippur is Neskala, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekusher to a Jew, that even when he does an Averis, he doesn't leave him. That there's even a presence of Ratzon Hashem there. And from that is born the Sukkah. The Sukkah is born out of that. The Sukkah takes all the Averis and you make the Sukkah from all your Averis, Psoilus, Garden, Viyakiv, all the Psoilus of your actions, you make the Sukkah out of that. And you start to make that Sukkah, immediately says the Ramah on Motzi Yom Kippurim. Because the Simcha of Yom Kippur, that oneness which is Nisgal, that there's a presence of Hashem, even Mishas Averah, that's Nisgal Yom Kippur, and that's the tremendous Simcha, like you know the Bnei Yisrael says, Ulekachtem Lacham Yom HaRishon, Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos, that even the Cheshbon Avonos, even the Avonos become part of the Cheshbon of the Mitzvahs, and that's Nisgal on Sukkot. Of course, Mitoch, Roshana, and Yom Kippur. Roshana is a day of Kabbalah, La'asin, Aziv, Sachet, and Yom Kippur as the Hashlam of that which is Charata and Vidoy. That's the Simcha of Sukkot. And of course, what the whole Inyan of this Parsha of Tshuva is the Inyan, it's born out of Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. The Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. Take a look at this Rabbi Nachman here on the bottom. This is from Tinyana, Simon Memtes. This is in the middle of the piece. He writes, Afim hu kamo shehu, no matter who you are, v'yismuch al rachamav hamarubim ma'od b'li shir. A person needs to be soymech on Hashem's endless rachamim. Ki bevade lo yazav uso, afim over masha over. No matter what you've done, Hashem will never leave you. Ha'over ayin. The over is in the past. V'ha'ikr mikana lahaba. The ikr in tshuva is mikana lahaba lo yasa'od. That's what we're speaking about here, that the ikr is the Kabbalah la'asid, and Hashem will take care of the past. Right? Like the Bnei Shiloach says, Hashem takes care of the past. If we have a Kabbalah la'asid, Hashem takes care of the past. And that comes with tremendous rachmanis. What's the tremendous rachmanis? The rachmanis is that Hashem says, I've always had tremendous rachmanis of you. Even when you were in the middle of the Avira, I never left you. I'm still with you no matter what did you do. I'm so committed to you, I'm so connected to you, that no matter what you do, I'm still going to be with you forever and ever. It's interesting that the whole sugya of the Yugim Umi Zerachamim are born out of course, the chataim that the Jewish people did, the Chet Ego, and the Hashlam that is Yom Kippur, we have kapar for that. If you take a look at the whole sugya there, the word V'ata is mentioned many times. Hashem opens up with motion, says, V'ata hanichali, leave me alone, right? V'ata hanichali. So Rashi says, Hashem was making a Pesach for Moshe, that he should be Malam Eschus on B'nai Yisrael. What word would he use for that? V'ata. Because V'ata is a Lashon Tshuva. Right? Kabbalah la'asid. And even the Yugim Omidos are born out of that. It says, Moshe says, Ve'ata, imatza sichin beinecha, harini nas drachecha. And if you take a look there, the word Ve'ata is many times over there. Because as we said before, Ve'ata im shemo atishmu b'kaili. Ve'ata is a lashon of tshuva. That the whole secret of the Yugim Omidos of Rachamim are born out of this concept of Ve'ata. Ve'ata is Kabbalah mikan Allah haba. And that's the Yigim Amidus of Racham and Vikr, that Hashem is Megalah, his Rachmanis, that even B'Shas HaChit, that he never left the Jew. And that's the Shoirish for the Kapara, that you could be Megalah, there's a presence of Ratzon Hashem, even in the Aver. So, Mimela, this is a certain Mahalich in Pinius in why Kabbalah Asid is the Ikr, not just practically why that is, but even in Pinius, this is the Ikr because a Jew, like Rabbi Nachman says, a Jew needs to just move forward. And Hashem takes care of the past, and he'll be able to be mal all the past. Not just for technical reasons, because of the atzvah, so he doesn't know how to do charata, but there's certain mahalach, and even if a Jew doesn't get around to that charata, as long as he's moving forward and he's serving Hashem with simcha, Hashem makes a deal with you. You move forward, you do the ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, I'll take care of the past, and that's a very good thing. Hashem is mal all the days, and to be mitzvah, b'shvi zeicha, and it's coming on Shalim Kibbers, to be nechtav and nechtav in the Sefer HaChaim, that to be zeicha to the Gudu Shema Mitzvah, mirav aminu amen.